is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The president has asked Congress for nearly $100 billion in emergency disaster relief.
President Biden's Office of Management and Budget says recovery from hurricanes Helene and Milton, fires in Maui, tornadoes across the Midwest, the bridge collapse in Baltimore, and severe storms in at least seven states has depleted emergency resources. Biden sent the $98 billion request to House Speaker Mike Johnson, who said it will get immediate attention.
We'll go to work, of course, evaluating that, and we're going to make sure we deliver for the hurricane victims.
The money would go to FEMA's main disaster relief fund, farmers, and community grants. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Want to drive into Manhattan? It'll cost you $9 more starting January 5th as New York becomes the first city in the nation with what it calls congestion pricing. The MTA is trying to discourage driving in Manhattan. There's also this from New York Congressman Jerry Nadler.
We have to pay for our mass transit system. Otherwise, it's going to deteriorate greatly.
Ukraine gets the okay to fire American-made missiles deeper into Russia to defend itself. CBS's Charlie Daggett on how those missiles will be used.
They can disrupt supply routes. They can go after weapons caches. They can go after, you know, personnel and materiel behind enemy lines. So it's definitely a pushback weapon, and it can be effective. And it's clearly something that the Russians, they're furious about this. They see it as an escalation. But to the White House and others, the escalation started when North Koreans joined this fight.
North Korea has sent some 11,000 troops to Russia. Testimony resumes in the trial of the man accused of killing Georgia college student Laken Riley. CBS News legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
This trial is proceeding as expected. It's going quite quickly. We're hearing the prosecution's case here. It's pretty airtight, I've got to say. We've heard them lay the foundation as to how, you know, the really horrifying details about how they found her body.
The suspect entered the U.S. illegally 2 years ago, something that's been a political flashpoint in the case. November 30th marks 3 years since the Oxford High School shootings in Michigan, and parents say their lawmakers aren't doing enough to protect their kids.
Parents of the four students who died are demanding an independent investigation into what led up to the shooting to possibly prevent another such incident.
It's time for our state government to investigate this. Stop hiding. Stop making excuses.
This is about getting the truth out there to create the countermeasures to save our kids.
Buck Amir lost his son, and Steve St. Juliana lost a daughter in the Michigan school shooting November 30th, 2021. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Wall Street preliminary closing numbers have the Dow losing 55 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha could copy Racine and get their own data center. According to online documents, City of Kenosha officials are reviewing plans for a four-building data center campus northwest of I-94 and 142. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde announced today he is conceding the race to Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin. It comes nearly 2 weeks after the election.
As a result, and my desire to not add to political strife through a contentious recount, I've decided to concede the election.
The Madison businessman released a video on social media detailing his decision. Squads will be watching speeds on Sheridan Road. An effort to reduce crashes in Kenosha County has the speed limit dropping today from Kayard to near Carthage. It's now down to 35. A Prius driver escaped serious injury after a rollover crash on Spring Street in Racine County last night. The driver was the only one in the car. They were taken to the hospital for observation. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating. And the Racine St. Catharines football team has secured a spot in the state title game Thursday. The Angels will face Baldwin-Woodville in the Division IV state championship game. Kenosha St. Joe's lost Friday in their playoff run. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers beat the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Yeah, the Packers beat the Bears for the 11th time in a row, setting a new franchise record. Green Bay's Carl Brooks blocking the Bears' attempt to kick a winning field goal. Final score, Packers 20, Bears 19. Matt LaFleur.
Just like you draw it up, right? First of all, got to give Chicago a ton of credit. We knew this is a National Football League. You got to come with your best every week.
College football, the Badgers fired Phil Longo, their offensive coordinator, after losing to Oregon 16-13. Luke fickle.
Those guys in that locker room, obviously, they fought their butts off. They did everything we asked them to do. They played the way we wanted them to play and we expected them to play. We just right now haven't found a way to be able to finish.
NBA, the Bucks host the Rockets tonight. Doc Rivers fined $25,000 for criticizing the refs after losing to the Hornets Saturday night.
Go back three plays when Giannis dunks. The whole team fouled them. The whole team fouled them. And it's a no call.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain tonight, breezy. Temps rise slowly through the 50s. Rain wraps up in the morning, cloudy and windy through the afternoon with temps remaining in the 50s. Cloudy and breezy on Wednesday, maybe a sprinkle or brief shower and highs in the upper 40s. Currently 51 degrees.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It says here, research scientists had success being able to tell which words a person has just heard by examining their brain. They said the discovery can put us one step closer to actually reading someone's thoughts. Whew, aren't enough marriages already in trouble?
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand. It's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait.
good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you. Wow! I feel nice. Sugar and spice, I feel nice. Sugar and spice, so nice, so nice. I got you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, Stuart. Yeah, crank it up. Go ahead, crank it up.
All right, here we go. You going to sing with me?
I thought we were going to dance.
Tell all the people across the
USA. Left, okay. You go right.
I love my
and
Green
switch.
Bay Packers.
Boy, these guys are trying to give me a heart attack. I'm an old man, you know.
That's one of those games where you stand up in front of the TV. Stand up in front of the TV with an ending like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, what did they get down to, about the 30-yard line or something?
And they could have gotten a little closer.
I tell
that's
you what.
That's what the Bear fans are talking about today.
Right.
They could have ran a couple more plays, got in the middle, a few more yards.
I tell you what, though, they didn't have much time on the clock, so they couldn't get too much. They couldn't have run too many more plays.
No, but they had a timeout. And again, the thinking is that maybe if he wasn't on the left hash, that if he was more centered or possibly on the right hash, could have been a little more accurate, maybe a little bit higher. But I'm not sure if you've heard, like, the Packer fallout from that. They said they were watching this guy's tape. Yeah, the Bears kicker. They watched his tape.
Yeah.
And they watched him kick, and they knew he was kicking low all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
So that they got one.
Yeah, all it took was a fingertip on it and on the ball, and that's all it took. So, all right, Packers walk away with a win, but I tell you what, you know, there's that song, The Bears Still Suck. Even though the Bears lost, I don't think the Bears suck.
Yeah.
Their record is now 4-6, which would suggest maybe they suck. Oh, but this is not the Bears team that Aaron Rodgers owned.
I guess I would agree, but do you see it getting better? Do you see this as a playoff team eventually?
I think that
it puts them in the suck category, Kurt.
I think if they weren't in the division they're in, because, you know, the Packers are a good team, but the Vikings and the Lions, those are some pretty darn good teams right there.
Oh, I was telling my boy yesterday that there's a chance that we could not get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And there we could have a better record than somebody who wins the NFC West.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's true. Yeah.
Harsh truths, but it's not going to get to that. We're going to win out.
Yeah,
Vikings,
but the
Lions are going to start losing.
Lions are 9-1, man.
They look good.
They do look good. They do look good. But hey, a win is a win, and it was enjoyable. It was an enjoyable game.
Great game.
Yeah. So,
got my money's worth on that one.
All right. So then they play this Sunday, right? And then on Thanksgiving, do I have that right?
I don't like this 49ers thing ever.
Yeah. Well, my son lives in San Francisco, but thank God he's not a 49er fan.
My son has tendencies. I think he's doing it to rile me up. I think he knows how much I don't like the Niners. So yesterday, beat the Seahawks. So I got to start rubbing that in his face.
By the way, we'll have the Starman, my San Francisco guy, on the program a little bit later here today. So
excellent.
All right, there he goes, Stuart J. Waddles. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue.
News. Timeless Hits WRJN. We're getting used to rain, aren't we? Tonight, more rain likely, a low of 53, going to be windy too. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain likely, and a high of 59. Wednesday, a 40% chance of rain, mainly in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy Wednesday with a high of 47. radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha could copy Racine and get their own data center. According to online documents, City of Kenosha officials are reviewing plans for a four-building data center campus northwest of I-94 and 142. The proposed 240-acre site is currently farmland, homes, and woods. If things go forward, the land would be annexed from the town of Paris into Kenosha. Microsoft is currently working in Mount Pleasant on a $3.3 billion data center. Racine Unified wants a bigger bite for the apple. Construction costs for the new Red Apple K-8 school have gone up. The board tomorrow night will be talking about raising the total cost to almost $37 million. That's a 4% increase from the previous estimate, with inflation and weather given as reasons for delays and increases. The school was originally set to open next August, with that date now pushed back to January of 26. And the remaining Racine team moves on, with the last Kenosha High School team heading home. The Racine St. Catharines football team has secured a spot in the state title game after a win Friday night. The Angels will face Baldwin-Woodville in the Division IV state championship Thursday. Kenosha St. Joe's was upset Friday night, losing and ending their 2024 run. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain tonight and breezy. Temps rise slowly through the 50s. Rain wraps up in the morning. Cloudy and windy through the afternoon with temps remaining in the 50s. Cloudy and breezy on Wednesday. Maybe a sprinkle or brief shower and highs in the upper 40s. Currently 51 degrees.
Leroy Brown. It's Jim Croce on WRJN. Did you know there actually was a Leroy Brown? Ingrid Croce, Jim's widow, once said that there was a Leroy Brown. It was somebody that Jim served in the National Guard with. Leroy Brown, the real one, went AWOL, and he got caught when he came back to pick up his paycheck.
I saw him sitting in the rain.
Down. And mess me around, and then worst of all, knew what made you so. Baby, baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a body, baby, just to let me down?
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses and has tips on marketing and advertising. Simply sign up at WRJN.com.
He's a real nowhere man sitting in
like you and me. Nowhere man, please listen. You do. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
I keep getting all these visits from my friends. Yeah, what they doing to me? They come to my house again and again and again and again, yeah.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's the Rolling Stones and Get Off of My Cloud. It's weird to think of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards and all those other guys with what they did before they were the Rolling Stones. I mean, they've been the Rolling Stones for, what, 60 years? Something like that? But what did they do before the Rolling Stones? Mick Jagger said his first job was as a hospital porter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's only they're trying to fool the public, but when it
WRJN. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The House Ethics Committee is expected to discuss the next steps